Welcome to another episode of Feral and Fabulous. We have the most fabulous guest here today, Stephen Gregg, at the helm, Keller Williams Legacy. I've known this guy for, I'm not sure, did we ever figure out how long I've actually known you? Because I know
I think it's at least 30 years, it's probably about 35.
I think you're right. I definitely know it's over 30 years, but I think you've been in the real estate business, what, 40?
A little longer.
Little longer. Okay.
I was really young when I started.
You were a baby realtor.
That's right.
Yes. And you probably actually were. So tell me, how did you get into the real estate business in the first place? What kind of drew you in?
I think to start with, my dad was a home builder. And so I was always going to go to college, went to UT Austin.
Woohoo!
And then was going to go to work for my dad building. And so I think that's what got me down the real estate line to begin with.
Okay. Like, were you thinking you were going to go into building like a superintendent kind of thing?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
My dad and uncle were partners. My cousin worked for him. So I was going to go be a superintendent, learn the business. My grandfather was a home builder on the south side of town in Harlandale. So I think I was just going to kind of go down that road. But there wasn't enough business and I was very bored. So I quit.
Okay.
In fact, I quit twice for my dad in about 6 months.
Was this in your 20s?
Yes. Okay. I graduated. I was 21.
Okay. Okay.
And so when I quit the second time, I decided I was either going to go into copier sales or real estate. I always wanted to do sales.
Yes.
I enjoyed sales.
Okay.
And I think because of dad being in home building tilted me and my grandfather what he did to go ahead and get my real estate license.
Okay. So what year was that you actually got your license? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. August of 82.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So, oh, my gosh.
Just a little bit.
I had my first baby in 82. So, yeah, that was quite the year. So, okay, so you really have been in it a long time.
Right. That's why it's so funny. Agents who join our office and work with them, and they weren't even born when I got licensed.
Yes.
And so that makes it really strange. And things have changed dramatically.
I want to talk about that.
Okay.
The fact that you mentioned how much it's changed, I'd be so curious because I actually was, although did not have my license in 82,
mm-hmm.
I had been in the 70s working for my dad also, who was a builder.
Oh, that's right.
And so we both have that very much in common in our background. And so in the late 70s, early 80s,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be curious to get your take on this, our whole world was so different because we didn't have the internet.
Oh, no.
We didn't have computers.
No.
I mean, we didn't even know. That was not even imagined.
Correct.
At that
no
point.
Fax machines.
Right. No, exactly.
You had to have quarters in your car, stop at the payphone to call the office, see if you had any messages.
Exactly. No, totally. I mean, I would be sitting on site for my dad,
mm-hmm.
and I would have to leave, go in my car, and, you know, go to a payphone to call somebody.
Right.
You couldn't do it unless eventually we did get at the model. We would get a phone there. But in the beginning, when we didn't have one, you had to go to a payphone.
Right.
And like you said, if you didn't have quarters, it was actually not quarters. I think it was dimes?
Yeah, it was
dimes. I actually think
we don't want to go quite that far back. But that was where you went with the listing agent and you presented your offer directly to the seller with the listing agent present. And then you left in order to let them discuss it. And so the one real positive with that was it was much more touch, much more personal. And I think that's what we have to be really careful with how our world has changed with social media and texting. You just don't want to lose that personal touch.
I totally agree. No, I remember back in the day of presenting in person and all that, so different than it is now, right?
Oh,
I mean, can you imagine? I mean, when's the last time you know of one of our agents presenting an offer in person? I'm sure it still happens.
Right. Right.
But not very often.
No.
It's the anomaly.
Correct. I mean, because you can email it, you can text it to them, and then have your communication that way. And that's
right.
Why we always just talk about is remember to pick up the phone.
Right.
Because your voice makes such a huge difference
right.
when you're talking to your people and to understand how they feel and what they're going through and making
right.
those decisions.
Right. Which I feel like is such a big piece of the business.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what keeps us in the business.
I agree.
Is our personal relationship.
Totally.
That's why certain companies that may want to try and put us out of business can't, because they can't replace us at the dining room table.
Exactly.
They can't be boots on the ground.
Right.
And if we let go of that, then it's easier to replace us.
No, those are great, great points. And so I assume you got your license in 82.
Mm-hmm.
When did you get your broker's license? Because you've been a broker for a long time.
Right. Really within a couple of years.
Wow. Okay.
And it was easier then. Yes. Didn't take yes. take quite as much time.
Yes, they didn't take a hunk right. of your flesh.
And I was yet. Buying the office that I started with, and so I needed to have my broker's license to buy that Century 21 office.
Okay.
So I got a little bit faster, and probably about that time is when I learned that my great-grandfather had a real estate company in San Antonio in the 1920s, and he was issued the second real estate license ever issued in Texas. And
Are
he
you
was,
kidding
no,
me?
No. But I didn't know that at the time I decided to be a realtor or he
oh
was...
Oh my gosh. So yeah. you just happened upon that information?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And he was president of the San Antonio Board of Realtors in 1937. And so I just didn't know all that at the time, but it just, it all worked out. So yeah. it made it really nice.
Oh my gosh. What a full circle yes. moment for you. yes. That's crazy. And to not even know that going into it.
Right. In the beginning.
Oh, so, that's crazy. I love yes. that story.
So
very
it just,
cool.
it just made it very different, made it very neat. Because then when I was chair at the board in 2013,
yeah.
it was just funny to come full circle that way.
I, you know what? It's so funny because one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is when you were chair of mm-hmm. the board,
yes.
what was that like? Because I feel like, again, our business has evolved so much over the years. I mean, you've seen it from what I remember as the infancy in my mind mm-hmm. of what it was like to fast forward even in 2013. What was that like to be chair of the board?
It really turned out to be wonderful.
Okay.
It was something I never had any desire to do. I was fortunate that I had some agents who were involved at the board that really shoved and pushed me to give back to our okay. industry. And well, that is the only reason why I
When
did
you
it.
Started out to say fortunate, I thought you were going to say I was forced into
no,
it.
I was. They,
I didn't
they
know
really,
which way you were going to go were, with that word.
They really pushed me in a very kind way.
Okay.
That as long as I had been in this business, that we have to give back to our industry to keep our industry strong.
Okay.
And so I thought, well, okay, well, I'll just serve on the board of directors. And I was
yeah.
like, oh, I'll just be on executive.
Yes. And all of a sudden, I'll just be the
I'll
chairman of the board.
I'll just be the chair. It'll just be 1 year. But it was, you know, it's an opportunity to meet so many yeah. of your fellow agents that are with different offices
yes.
and different viewpoints.
Yes. Yes.
And to go to a state level and a national level, you then, it's so easy to criticize the board or steps they take. And if you're never involved in it, then you don't understand.
You don't understand what is happening.
Everybody is trying as hard as they can to make it better.
Right.
It just doesn't always appear that way.
Right.
So
right.
yeah, I'm very thankful because otherwise I wouldn't have relationships with agents in other offices.
Right. And it gave you a different perspective.
Yes.
So
so much so.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate that and get that. So tell me a little bit, going back a little ways from when you were chair of the board, what happened for you to end up being with Keller Williams? Because I know that's not where you started your career.
No,
so
no.
tell me a little bit about that.
In the 90s, Bradfield Properties was basically the top.
Yes.
It was Guy Chipman
oh,
and Bradfield Properties were
absolutely.
The top. And I was at
a little
Bradfield.
Bit of Century 21.
Yes.
They, what, right?
A little
there
bit.
Was a little bit of
little
Century
bit.
21 back then.
Right.
But Bradfield was the creme de la creme.
Bradfield and you didn't have Phyllis and Cooper at the same time, but
yeah.
they were predominantly
they came
all
on a
09.
Little, yeah,
yeah, and
exactly.
they were all 09
yes.
and didn't really service
Go outside
the city
the bubble.
At that time.
Yeah.
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 So you had Chipman and Bradfield were the two. I was at Bradfield, and there was a group of five or six of us that decided to open up our own office.
Right.
Gary Keller was coming to San Antonio, meeting with agents. We liked him very much, and it made us decide that as opposed to going independent or another franchise, we liked their model very much.
Okay, cool.
Because capping had never been in our industry.
Right.
And so Keller Williams
that
had capping.
That was kind of a first, wasn't
and
it?
And we were fascinated with that idea.
Right, right.
That you still had the family atmosphere, the family environment we were used to.
Yeah.
But you could cap and be at 100%.
Yeah.
And that's what really attracted us
that's,
to it.
That's, to me, one of the things I've always loved and admired about Keller Williams is they were kind of the OG of that
Correct.
Model.
Correct.
And so I feel like that's been pretty transformative in our industry.
Yes.
And so what year was that when you went off on your own and opened your own Keller Williams?
We opened December 1st of 98.
98. Okay.
So you
okay.
look at it that it's been 28 years since
gosh.
We bought the franchise and opened. Oh, yeah. And who would have thought?
Oh
you know,
my
time,
gosh.
I tell people, you know, life is really short and time goes really fast.
Eat the cake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
And the icing is the best part. But
it is. We're
that
very
would probably
simpatico.
Be fabulous.
Yes, it is fabulous. And
so,
we
but
both
it's
like
just,
sweets.
Things go so fast.
I know.
And it's when you're younger, you're yeah. like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But as you get more mature,
yes.
you realize time really does go fast.
It does. Oh my gosh. Yeah. In the blink of an eye. And I know I was with your office back
yes,
in the day
yes.
For several years, loved it. Mm-hmm. And actually, when I decided to go off on my own for a while, 20 years.
You made me cry to have
well,
you leave.
Honestly, I cried too because the thing is, I love the office. It was never about that. It was really just kind of wanting to do my own thing.
Right.
And I'm going to admit right now, the majority of the features that I implemented into the office were based on Keller Williams' legacy.
Oh.
Your specific office.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
So that's why when we came back last year.
Oh, it was easy.
It was. It was like going back home. I mean, it was so cool. And especially when you and I had met and talked about it. I mean, of course, we'd probably met and talked every year for 20 years about rejoining forces. And right. It just happened to work out last year. But when you told me my old office at the old office from 21 years ago was available,
was still available.
It was like a sign.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, that is a sign. This is the year it's going to happen. And I've got to tell you, it has been so amazing. We have loved our first year here.
Oh.
It has been like butter. I mean, it has been so great.
Right.
And I will tell you, I attribute that because you at the helm as our leader and broker, it's just like old home. It's just like old times and in a good way, in
right.
just the best way, you know?
Well, and I always kid with people, you know, people always want to make things more complicated than they are. And it's really simple.
Oh, how true.
It's really simple. But, you know, our joke always is, as long as you don't lie, cheat, or steal,
we're
going to be able to work together. And since you're that way, it just made it really easy. And I would have never thought we could merge your office into ours and it could be as seamless as it's worked out.
And it was.
But it's always our other joke is, you know, just be nice, be nice, be nice.
Yes.
And it makes it a whole lot easier.
Yes, yes. And we had some, we still have some amazing agents that came over. And I mean, I'm so grateful for them. And like I said, but your leadership, I feel like the personality of the office takes on the leader's personality, I feel like. And so I feel like that's one of the things that makes our office so great. And I love your saying about not lying, cheating, or stealing, because it's just so true. It's so simple.
Right.
But yet it's just so perfect.
Well, but I mean, you look at what responsibility we have for our buyers and sellers that we're taking care of, and you don't ever want to violate that. You know, my grandfather was, obviously, I mean, he was born here in 1907, but you know, he was of the generation of a handshake. You look in the eye and your word is your bond.
Yes.
And so to him, your reputation was everything.
Yeah.
And so he always instilled in me was you don't ever want to do anything.
Yeah.
And we always joke in here, you know, we can all name five people we may not want to do a deal with.
Amen. And I can name more than that.
We're going to be kind.
I'm not going to lie.
We're going to be kind.
But and since we've had a little tequila, hopefully I won't get to that list.
but once you're on that list, it's really hard to get off.
And so, it's almost impossible.
Yes. And so you want to do, when you do a deal with somebody, you want them to know that if you say, don't worry, I'll take care of this, they can trust you and your reputation.
Right.
You'll take care of it.
Right.
And then it just makes a transaction so much easier.
Yeah. No. Of course, the saying in McNair Custom Homes is reputation is everything.
Oh, yes.
That to me is so true. I just feel like, and that's one of the things I love about our office, one of the many things, is I feel like our reputation is stellar. I mean, when I tell people, oh, there's like, oh, you're back at Keller Williams Legacy. I'm like, yes, it's like home. And they're like, oh, I just love that office. Even the agents that are not with our office love our office. And so we need to recruit them because they're loving our office and they're not even with our office.
But I think it goes back to what we talked about, why your merger works. So it's just how you treat people.
Yeah.
You know, just be kind to people.
Yes.
And you don't take advantage of people.
Yes. And, do the right thing.
Yes. And it's not that hard.
Yeah.
In spite of what goes on in our world every day.
Right.
You control what you do.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me, obviously, 28 years later, you're still the owner and OP of Keller Williams Legacy. How do you feel like, and I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, but what other things do you feel like have changed and evolved in our industry since when you first opened the brokerage, you know, that many years ago?
I think technology is always the easiest thing.
Technology
and Facebook and social media.
Changes every minute.
But I always joke with people, every time there's a lawsuit, we have a new form at closing. You know, so now you have this stack of forms to sign instead of this stack to sign. And I think what's changed in the last 2 years from the lawsuits where we got accused of doing things we didn't do,
right?
In my opinion, only,
no,
but we
no,
didn't do.
Not your opinion only,
you know,
for sure.
And so it's changed forms again and conversations we have with our clients. And those are great conversations we should be having. It's just, it put more burden on us, but I don't know that it necessarily helped our clients any.
Right.
But,
I agree.
But we still continue to take care of our people, and that's what matters.
Right.
You take care of everybody the same way,
right?
Whether it's a $10,000 lot or a $10 million home.
Right.
You just do the right thing and take care of people and then everything works out okay.
No, 100%. No, I totally agree. And so what do you think the duties of an agent, how do you think that they differ now than they did all those years ago in terms of like what a typical day might look like for an agent or how they go about their business or building their business?
I just think your duties are still the same in the sense of your duty to take care of your client.
Yes, to honor your fiduciary.
To honor your fiduciary. But I think your duty to grow and build your business is still so much the same because it's still personal relationships. And do you get up every day and do you do marketing? Do you get up every day and do lead generation?
Right.
And those steps are still the same. It's all your personal touch to people.
Right.
Whether you do it by Facebook or Instagram right. or texting or face-to-face or phone calling, it's still all personal relationships.
Right.
And if you don't have personal relationships with people, then somebody else is going to step in and replace you.
Right.
And that's what you have to be the most careful of.
Right. No, I totally agree. I mean, it's kind of like what you said earlier, that I feel like everybody's saying robots will take over the world.
No.
I don't think they can. You know, I think there's just an element of, like you said, the personal touch, the human relationship that you can't replace it with a robot.
Not at all. And I think that's why they talk about when you use AI or Chat GPT, you've got to make at least 60 to 70% of it you.
Yeah.
Because all of us can read text and emails and things we get from other people. And you know whether it's them or whether they've had somebody write it for you. And your clients can feel the same thing.
I agree.
And so you got to make sure you have enough of it in it that's you.
Right.
So that people still want to do a transaction with Kim Howe because
yes.
of you and what you do
right.
and how you treat people.
Right. Right. Well, and I'm not going to lie. I'm so blonde that I'm not really good at using AI. So.
I'm not blonde anymore. That went away long, long time ago. I have to go get a haircut so I can cut the gray out. So.
Well, maybe I should try that, yeah. you know?
The person who cuts my hair says, you know, I'd have to be a burr. So, you know,
that's. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we've been talking a lot about work. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what you like to do in your off time, in your spare time.
I'm a really big dig of the dirt.
Okay.
So I'm really big in the garden.
Okay.
We live on acreage north of town.
You have a really cool property. I have been to it and I love it. It's amazing.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
And so just driving in when you're on your own land and your own place makes a huge difference. But we have a really large garden and an orchard and pecan trees. And so I spend all my weekend is out in the garden, you know, whether it's planting a spring garden, fall garden, winter garden, I'll always be out there. We have chickens, feed the deer. That's my downtime.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh my gosh. So tell me, I know you've got a couple of kids, a couple of boys.
We do.
What all's going on with them?
Our sons are 30 and 28. Our oldest is a traveling nurse, works ICU.
Oh, wow.
And he made a mistake of traveling up to Wausau, Wisconsin, and it was minus 24 the other day. And he said, please tell me don't ever do this again.
Well, I'm a Packer fan, so I can relate to how cold it gets up there. Yes.
Packer fan.
I am. Sorry. Great day.
And then our other son works in LA for Fox Entertainment and would like to be a producer and enjoys that world very much.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it's really interesting right now.
Yeah, that is so cool. I did not know that either. We're going to have your, you're going to be a friend of the podcast and we're going to have you on a regular basis. I'm learning all kinds of stuff
Who knows?
I didn't know.
Who knew? And you know, with your children, when their lives are good, it makes your life so much easier. And so we're really fortunate
Absolutely.
That they're both in a great place.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And makes the world a much smoother place.
Yeah. Any grandkids yet?
No, but we really would like some.
Yes.
But,
they're my favorite.
But yes.
Yes.
But, you know, it's all timing.
I do understand.
So we'll see. Hopefully within the next 5 years, maybe.
Yeah,
no pressure.
Yeah. No. 100%. So tell me, what do you kind of think is going to happen in San Antonio specifically moving forward? I know in the past we've lost a couple of corporations that mm-hmm. have left because they felt like we didn't have an airport to
right.
support their business and stuff like that. But now I feel like there's a new trend where people are kind of coming back to San Antonio for the culture, for the vibe, basically.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right?
And I mean, you've focused and specialized in relocation forever
yeah.
because you do a phenomenal job with people moving in and out. So I know you feel it ahead of other people.
Yeah.
But when we go back to how long we've been licensed or how long we've been in this, you know, San Antonio was known in the beginning. All of our business was VA, veterans, and tourism.
Yes.
And San Antonio has so diversified.
Yeah.
We're in a way better place than we ever were.
Totally
before,
agree.
Before.
Totally
and
agree.
And we talked about in the sales meeting on Tuesday, and you always kid me about being a statistician, but almost 300,000 people moved to Texas last year. We were the number one state in the country for people that moved in.
I knew I was going to get some good stats out of you.
If you kept pushing.
Yeah, no, I was going down that road. So,
but it's just,
please.
It's just made such a difference for San Antonio because of our biomed industry.
Yes.
And our cybersecurity industry.
Yes.
And we actually have oil and gas.
Yes.
So Houston doesn't have all of it. And so we're so much more diversified. You have more companies moving here from Toyota. It's really changed a great deal as to what we have to offer.
Yes.
And we talk about in the meetings all the time, job growth is everything.
Yes.
All those people moving to San Antonio, moving to Texas, they have to buy or rent somewhere.
Right.
And so we want that for our business.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. And it's been really encouraging for me to see because this is years ago, obviously, when AT&T
right.
had relocated their headquarters to Dallas.
That made it tough in the late 80s.
It did. Yeah. It really did. So, and both of us participated back
right.
in the day. And that did really change our market at the time. But I feel like things have also kind of come full circle in that the reason that some of the corporations left, we've got people coming here and moving here en masse for different reasons. And
right.
I think they feel like they like the fact that we're just a more personal, I don't know. I just feel like there's a more hometown vibe to it, even
oh,
though
without
we're
a doubt.
Very large.
Right.
I mean, we're a large city, but I feel like we just have so many more diversified cultural, unique things that make us so such a cool city to live in.
Right. Well, and it makes it so different from the other major cities.
Yeah.
And the joke always in San Antonio is that when you meet somebody who spent their whole life here, the first thing you ask them is, where'd you go to high school? You know, and that's unique for our city.
That's so true. Yeah.
Because that's not, but it's just because of our size, how it's always been treated.
Yeah.
So we're really small, large town, and we've benefited from Austin.
Yeah.
Austin's growth and all the tech into Austin, because people can live here and communicate.
Yes.
Communicate. They can communicate.
Well, they can communicate easily. Too from here.
Yes. But it makes it easy for them.
Yes.
That's really benefit
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're so much more, I'm going to do a plug.
Oh.
We're so much more affordable than Austin is.
Half the price.
Exactly.
Yes.
So again, for people, and these days, people don't necessarily have to go into their office every day.
That's right.
So
yes.
they may only have to go. In fact, I had some clients a while back that they were both instructors or professors. One was at UTSA
mm-hmm.
and one was at UT,
right.
both of our old alma maters. And so they split the difference. And so basically they were living kind of just north of kind of in between San Antonio and New Braunfels.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them, again, they didn't have to each go in 5 days
Every
a week.
Day.
One, I think, went in twice a week. The other one went in 3 times a week. But either way, for them, they could split the difference. And then they had the best of both worlds because they were able to buy real estate in our pricing.
Correct.
But then he was the one driving to Austin, and he much preferred that because, again, you have the lifestyle that you want in proximity to San Antonio, as
right.
opposed to they just really didn't want to deal with the Austin stuff.
So. Well, and the traffic.
And the, exactly.
And the traffic is different. But you mentioned UTSA, and you talk about San Antonio's economy. People don't realize that San Antonio has one of the largest college student populations in the United
I
States.
Know.
And we have about 130,000 college students.
I know.
And but it's a part of our economy.
I totally agree.
It makes a huge difference.
Who would have thought? I was one of the OG students back in the day. I was one of the first graduating classes from UTSA. So definitely. In fact, I was going to UTSA when I had my daughter in 82. So it was a long time ago. So,
but it's just how diverse our economy has
yes.
changed.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
just look
that.
At the data centers they're building out in Medina.
Yeah.
You know, just something you would have never thought San Antonio would have, but what it does for our industry is
it's
a huge difference.
Yeah.
Yes. Growth is critical.
Yeah.
You have to keep growing. No different than the office, the
right.
real estate. Everything has to keep growing.
Right. No, totally agree with you on that. And I feel like a lot of the different companies that are moving here, one of the things they like is there's so much opportunity to be, they don't even have to be necessarily in San Antonio proper.
Oh, that's
because
right.
Because there's all kinds of expansions. I mean, how many, back when you and I first started, mm-hmm. you didn't really think about the little satellite cities. And
Not
now,
at all.
Now I feel like the satellite cities are a thing. Like it's growing exponentially.
Oh, just take Castroville.
Yes.
Just take changes in Castroville.
Yeah.
compared to what Bernie and New Braunfels have done, and then you look at the neighborhoods and what they're putting in to the east side of San Antonio, you know, towards Floresville or towards Lavernia is pretty amazing. And the A&M campus on the south side
there
of town.
There you go. That's a great point. Yeah. Don't you feel like eventually it's going to be kind of San Antonio and Austin will be like Dallas-Fort Worth?
Oh, without a doubt.
So that it's like eventually it's just like one big city that it just kind of goes continuously where you
all
have—
all the way up 35.
Yeah.
But now you've gotten it to where you've got so much of that going up 281 as well.
Yeah.
You know, and then cutting over through Blanco and Dripping Springs.
Yeah.
And so, yes, and that's what most economists that you talk to will talk about, what kind of a triangle that creates. Just Austin, Houston, San Antonio.
Yeah.
Look at what Seguin has done.
Oh, that's a great point.
And all of that benefits us.
No, totally. No, I agree. So I have no plans to retire anytime soon.
Me either.
I was going to say, I have to insist, you can never retire. Like, you can't retire until I retire. I'm serious. I mean that. Like,
okay, deal.
Okay. All right. We've got this on camera. We've got it as it's official. We are not, I mean, they may take me out in a pine box. I'm not sure, but I may be walking up to a door, you know, that's it. But
that's a great thing about this business.
I know.
As long as you have your brain and as long as you're mobile, you can continue to do this business.
I'm not sure I have my brain, but but I still love this business.
Well, we'll look for
this
shot glass, but no.
I maybe need another shot to keep my brain working.
No intentions of retiring. It's,
oh, good.
It's, you know, as long as you and I have done this and when you enjoy it this much, you know, there are things you want to do, but I don't want to sit at home.
Yeah. No, that's, exactly. Yeah. We were just talking the other day. There's always the saying, you know, water is life because you should hydrate and all that kind of stuff, as we both have our water cups here. But I feel like somebody also said real estate is life. And it is a lifestyle. It is. There is something about it that is kind of addictive.
Correct.
That it is really, I feel like you and I have both been in it so long that it's kind of in our blood.
Right.
And hard to think about doing anything else, you know?
No, I can't. And it's all I've ever done.
Yeah.
This is going to be my whole career.
Yeah. That's amazing in such a great way. So, okay. I want to ask you one more thing, which is something that I know I love. So how do you feel about Las Vegas, going to Las Vegas? To several of our guests, we have talked about Las Vegas.
We love Vegas very much.
Me too.
I love Vegas.
Me too.
And I think it's because you can go there and you don't have to think.
I know.
And you can just completely unwind.
I know. I love it. It's like an adult Disney World.
Oh, yes, yes. I love Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we're going to have to go sometime. We're going to have to make a couple's trip to Las Vegas. And I'm telling you, and I'll show you all the cool. Do you like to play slots or do you do
talk
blackjack?
About not thinking? You can go play slots and I know the odds aren't that great, but you don't have to think and it's just relaxing.
But it's just mindless entertainment. I always tell people I have to have some gambling therapy every once in a while. Right. You know, I just feel like for some people, they like to shop.
Right.
I'm not a shopper, but oh my gosh, I love that. You know, that just gambling therapy is just like my...
I agree. And blackjack's great.
Oh,
I like Let It Ride. But that's slowly being worked out. So you can't play at very many places.
Why is that?
I'm assuming anything that gets worked out means they don't make enough money on
that's,
it.
Oh, yeah.
That would be my guess.
No, I'm sure you're right. Yeah, because I notice anything like that I've won on in the past, it's like all of a sudden...
It slowly
goes away. And I'm like, why is that?
I like craps, but you have to work so hard at craps.
I know. You have to be on it too on craps.
You have to be paying attention.
I feel like it's a very fast paced. I mean, but oh my gosh, I will also give you this shout out. It is so refreshing. It's been so awesome to have you be the broker of record and just to be able to know I could pick up the phone. And one of the things you're so good at is just being so available for all of us, whether it's, I mean, like in the morning, I know you're, you know, you get up with the roosters, you know, and so I'm not a rooster person, but I think you may be in the 5 a.m. club. Are you? Okay. That's what I thought. Oh, you and Dave, I don't get that, but whatever.
It's so quiet and you can get so much done.
Yes. Because you're never going to hear from me.
That's right. That's
you know, I'm a talker, but
really?
Not at 5 a.m.
Really?
Well, I might be talking at 5 a.m., but you would not want to hear what I have to say at 5 a.m. It will not be good. Dave has that t-shirt in a few sizes and colors and it's not good. So definitely, I feel like whenever I need you, I text you or I'll call you just depending on the situation. If I'm able to call you, I do because I love that two-way conversation like we talked about. But you are always so available for the agents here. And that is, to me, one of the beautiful things about our office. Obviously, I love John Totten at the helm And the staff here is so incredible.
Oh, well,
and,
thank you.
That's... And it just, like I said, this last year has been like a dream come true. It's really been amazing, and I've enjoyed it so much. So I'm just super happy to be back and have you continuing at the helm.
That's
and
very
thank
kind.
You so much for being on the podcast
of course,
today.
You know I love you.
Oh,
so
and I love you
I would
back.
Be here in a minute.
Absolutely. So. No, I'm so thrilled. And we are now going to start the next segment of the podcast.
Sounds great.
Which is called Feral or Fabulous.
Uh-oh. Should
and
I be so scared?
You should be scared. You should be scared because you don't know. I'm actually not sure what I'm going to ask you. So.
Well, then I don't know what I'm going to answer.
Should we do another shot before we do the...
No. Whatever
see.
You would like.
Yes. Can we do like a little baby shot, guys? Can we... Come on. Would y'all do just a little baby? A baby. You're tapping out. You're not going to do one. Would you do a baby shot? Okay, Matt, we'll do a baby. Will you do a baby shot?
Yeah, you're going to twist my finger?
Yes, I am. Because here's the thing. We don't have that much, so I'm going to thank you.
You're welcome.
It's just going to be a little.
Very little. It's just very, very little. That's
no,
little.
It is. I'm going to be, you're going to keep me honest here. I'm going to do just a little, what do you call it? Just a little smidge.
One for the road?
Yes, one for the road, just a little smidge.
It used to be called a roadie, but that's
yes.
not allowed anymore.
I know. No, you're right. I know. It's allowed. It's just not.
That's right.
It's not discussed. Sure. You sure you don't want just a little roadie? Okay. All right. Let me. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to our trusty
Cheers.
Producers,
Cheers.
Matt Stigliano, Katie Rodriguez at the helm. Cheers. Down Cheers. The hatch.
Ooh. Burns Whoa, just
breathing,
a touch.
Breathing, breathing fire. A little mini fire shot.
Yeah. We'll
That's
go with
not
that.
Fireball.
No, it is not. It's way smoother.
Yes. It's like butter.
Yes.
Okay. So first one I've got. Darts.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Oh, I love darts.
You do? I did
oh, yeah.
not know that. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Do you play them? Have you played them recently or just over the years?
More over the years. Probably most recently when the office does some stuff at RuPub.
Oh.
You know, RuPub has a dart board. But,
yes.
But no, I grew up at my grandfather's ranch and that we had a game room and there was a dart board.
We
and
did
so,
too.
Yeah.
I grew
so
up with
I've
a dart
always
board.
Liked that. Yes.
Me too. I love,
oh,
I absolutely, yes, no, I absolutely love darts. I haven't played in a while,
right?
But I do love them.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it's a throwback to our childhood
That's,
and
yeah.
growing
yes,
up.
Yes.
And so I tend to like anything that kind of takes me back to those days,
right.
which were so innocent and, you know, just
sure.
simple and
sure.
whatever.
So they say.
Exactly. At least that's how I like to remember
right.
them. So,
hey,
okay.
no seatbelts.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I mean, back in the day, yeah, we didn't have... In fact, my grandfather used to... Do you remember, because you grew up here, there used to be a hamburger place called Three Bears. The Three Bears? Do you remember?
No.
Yeah, it was Three Bears
Piggly
Burgers.
Wiggly.
It was actually close to a Piggly Wiggly. Do you remember Wonderland Mall?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think there was a Three Bears Burgers place in the parking lot of...
Of Wonderland?
Yes, of Wonderland Mall. And my grandfather...
That.
Used to, I mean, this was, he was, I loved my grandfather. He was amazing. And he would put us all in the back of the truck and take us to Three Bears.
Well, you could ride in the back of the truck.
No, you could. There were like six of us in the back, not buckled in.
Right.
We're in the back of the bed of the truck.
Right.
And he would take us to Three Bears and we'd go through the drive-thru and we'd like, I'm eating our burgers. And anyway. Times have
your
changed.
Your seatbelt was your mom's arm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, my mom wasn't even back there then. It was just us kids not strapped in, just being crazy. And I mean, seriously, that's why I think people are just so tough that are from our generation. Oh. Because, you know, we had to be pretty sturdy.
Well, you didn't give it a thought.
You
it
didn't.
Was just automatic.
It's just life. So,
right.
Yeah, crazy. So anyway, that's why we're still standing maybe.
That's right.
You know,
I hope we're
a little sturdier. Okay, next one, football.
Fabulous.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, who are your teams?
Well, it's always been Churchill because I went to Churchill. UT.
Gosh, I did not remember that. You went to Churchill?
Mm-hmm. I went to Churchill.
Gosh.
My sisters, my cousins.
Oh
my mom
gosh.
Taught there till 95.
I did not know that either.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So
Winston Churchill.
Okay. And then I went to UT in Austin.
Woohoo. Okay.
And then Dallas Cowboys, boohoo.
Exactly. You've been crying help it, for a lot of years.
So we'll just slide to go Spurs go.
Exactly. Yes. No. Absolutely. So obviously you like football and basketball.
Very much.
Okay. Yeah. So
really
very
all
cool.
sports. Yeah, yes. Enjoy all sports.
No. Okay. Me too. Well, I say I don't like all sports. I mean, do you like soccer?
I got to where I did, but I do not watch professional, but okay. I liked it when it was in high school at that level
okay.
and college.
I gotcha.
Like high school and college level. And just because of where the United States is on professional,
yeah.
you know, it's not really there.
Yeah.
So I like it. I watch it on a college level some.
I love to watch my granddaughter play.
Oh,
but
of
other,
course.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But other than that, I will tell you, like, I'm not World Cup and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not my thing, right. you know, but I can appreciate, I appreciate sports and people that are really skilled, you know, at doing the various sports, but it's just, some of them are not my thing.
Right,
so.
Right.
Okay. Planetarium.
Well, I like.
I like planets. I like planet
Earth. Yeah. I'll go with Pharaoh.
Okay.
You know, it's okay. It's
okay.
not my thing.
Okay.
Overly.
Okay.
I mean, I like looking at the stars and that type of stuff.
Yes.
But planetarium
not,
wouldn't be on my list.
Conceptually is
yeah.
not your thing, your place to go or anything
Correct.
Like
yeah.
that. No, I totally can understand that. Like, I love looking through a telescope. I've got a friend that's got a really cool telescope that actually somebody I went to high school with, and it's, like, incredible. But I do agree with you. It's just, and you don't really hear about it. As kids, we went
we
to the planet.
To do it.
Remember
yes.
we used to, take us to a planetarium all the
yes,
time?
Yes, when you're in elementary school and that, but... You know, I mean, we live on some land, so, you know, to go out on the dam
Who
at night.
Who needs a planetarium when you live at your ranch?
You know,
ranch?
To do that is
because
different.
You've got the clear sky.
I think that's why.
I didn't
why.
Think about that.
I think
that.
That's why, yeah.
You know what? That's a great point, because
right.
if I had your ranch and I was looking up at the stars, I would never want to go to a planetarium again. I could care less.
I think that's maybe why, is
totally.
I'd rather be outside
yeah.
than at the
yeah.
planetarium.
Yeah, no, yeah. makes total yeah. sense. Okay. Hiking. Okay.
Oh, love going to Estes Park, Rocky Mountain National
really?
Park, and
okay.
hike. Oh,
so you're
yeah.
a hiker.
Oh yeah, we could go do that all day long.
Really?
Yeah, very much so.
Oh,
and you
my
go
gosh.
In late September, and the elk are bugling, the
okay.
Aspens are turning. That's it's
Fabulous.
Really nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Or Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
You know,
really?
Hiking.
So
oh,
you've been,
goodness,
oh
yeah.
wow. Okay. Well, if we go to Vegas together, or we go to wherever we go, we're not hiking with you.
No. Well, when we go to Vegas, we don't leave the casino.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well, even if we went to Tahoe, because they do have casinos
they
in
do.
Tahoe, and I love me some
yes.
Tahoe and casinos, we're not hiking there.
No, but that's why we love to go skiing, because you can ski during the day and be in the casino all
so
night.
So you like
at Tahoe.
To ski also?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, you're so athletic and in great shape. Yes, you are. That is not true. You totally are. So I am not, and I don't like to hike, and I don't like to ski. So anyway, we'll just go to Vegas.
We'll just go to Vegas, and then we don't
we'll
have to worry about it.
Exactly.
We're not going to Hoover Dam. We're not going anywhere else.
It'll be a non-issue. Yes. So anyway. Okay. Honey.
Oh, honey?
Yeah, I know.
I love honey, but I don't eat it that much. But
you
when
don't?
I do, I really enjoy it.
Now, tell me, you don't eat honey because you're probably super healthy, because I know you watch your diet, you have your oatmeal with your steel-cut oatmeal and all that kind of stuff, which is why you have low cholesterol and all that kind of stuff. So do you not eat honey because of that?
Because of the sugar.
Spikes your
because
sugar.
Of the sugar. Yeah, because of sugar.
And yeah, so,
but
you
when
took
I
that
do,
away from me too. I can't even
I do,
enjoy my honey anymore.
I like it very, very much.
Yeah, me too. I love honey. They say it's good for allergies.
It is.
But,
and I'd love to have bees, but we don't yet.
Oh, are you thinking about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, you
very
should.
Much. Yeah, would
Why
like to
Why don't you
them.
Get bees and then you could get the ag exemption?
Well, we already have the ag exemption
oh,
through
well,
wildlife.
Then you don't need bees, but you could
and,
have them
and,
for fun.
And when who you're married to is allergic to bees, so you just have to be careful where you put them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm allergic to bees also.
Yeah.
But
so.
I love them. I don't love bees,
right.
but I love the honey.
The idea of it, yes.
I love the idea of somebody having bees somewhere so that I can
so
get
that
the honey.
You can have the honey, yeah.
Yeah, so that I can
and
have the honey.
And it's not easy. I mean, having hives is tough.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no. Yeah. yeah. No,
so it takes a minute.
Having hives or
yeah,
hives,
that's right.
either way is not good. So
yeah, no hives.
yes. Okay. So last one. You ready for this?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll let you know in a minute.
Hip hop. Feral. You know what? I was going to guess that you would say Feral. I love hip hop.
No, it's not my.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And honestly, most people of our generation, not mm-hmm. all, but most do not like hip hop. I'm
right.
probably one of the few.
It's not, I guess dislike is correct, but it's just not a station I would ever have my I radio on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love me some hip hop.
No, I just can't.
We just did a video shoot over the last few days, and she just turned it into a TikTok video where I'm actually doing some hip hop moves. So if you haven't checked it out, it's exciting. It's like grandma doing hip hop. Yeah. So anyway, well, thank you so much for coming back on to Feral or Fabulous. And
we
look forward to having you as a friend of the podcast and more podcasts in the future.
Anytime. I'd do anything for you, Kim.
Thank you. Back at
you. Same to you.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. And we'll see you on the next episode of Feral and Fabulous. Keep on keeping on. Bye.
Bye.